The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Death Poem. Joe arrived at the clinic in a t-shirt and faded jeans. He was considering a transition from life in the Arizona desert to the mountains of Colorado. He had driven Colorado's narrow mountain highways 30 years before as a truck driver. Later in life, Joe had returned to school to study acupuncture, mastered his craft, and then began to teach. Somewhere along the journey, he had unearthed the mystical roots of his Jewish heritage and mixed that soulful brew with the river of Taoist thought. Ill health had truncated his teaching career. He was scheduled for a surgery to remove one kidney, and his wife planned her departure as well. Despite all of the changes and transformations that lay before him, Joe approached this crossroads with witty composure. After returning home, he sent an email to friends, announcing his newly chosen home. "Many places qualify as God's country," he wrote, "but Colorado is where Yahweh vacations." The recovery from surgery was much longer and rougher than Joe expected. He sent erratic emails, and I made occasional phone calls during his recovery. After several months, Joe moved to Colorado. The trip taxed his already fragile body, and he immediately landed in the hospital. Despite spending almost half his days in dialysis, Joe launched a website, choosing a new moniker for himself, the Simple Country Acupuncturist. This humble offering, though, belied a profound depth of knowledge. Joe offered to teach me the pain relief technique he had perfected, but I was beginning my own transition. When the planned date arrived, I already was on a riptide headed east to a new home in Oklahoma. 10 days ago, an email arrived from Joe, marked "The Simple Country Acupuncturist, Last Post." Joe, true to his Taoist roots, was offering his final wisdom. He was stepping into a venerable stream that had flowed through many centuries. In Japan, Jurtse, or death poem, is a gift to one's friends, students, and loved ones. Often these final thoughts are particularly lucid. Some shine with wisdom, others with humor. I share with you Joe's words that you too might bask in the wisdom gleaned from his life journey, walking with one foot in the Kabbalah and the other in the Tao. This will be my last post. A slow separation of my yin and yang has begun. My body is heavy and its movements unsure. Inside, my spirit is light and gathering in my upper jaw. When I go outdoors, I feel the touch of the sky in my chest and the yang currents in my arms. I will enter hospice in a few days. My scholarly acuity is now intermittent, and this piece will not have the fluidity I strive for. But elegance is not the goal. It only makes a good thought more communicable and disseminates it further. There's so many things I could talk about with you, but time is of the essence, and so I have tried to choose the most important. I haven't done a methodical examination of all the candidates, but after a bunch of thought, right now, today, I believe the most important of all human characteristics to be empathy. Empathy is the first spark of the tenderness holding an infant evokes. It is the urge to put a comforting hand on a friend's shoulder. It enables us to understand some of another person's motivations and sadness and frustrations. It allows us to recognize a fellow and an enemy. It allows us to forgive a wrongdoer, to give a second chance. Empathy is why we volunteer for the sake of others, why we make contributions to good causes. Empathy is the prototype of our gentle emotions. Empathy motivated the group of people who didn't know me at all to get up extra early or take time from their workday to get me to and from dialysis for 2 months. And it was the force that motivated my extraordinary friend, Y.M. Chen, to bring greetings and succor from friends and colleagues. Empathy is the core impetus of the Golden Rule, and the Golden Rule is the dialectical opposite of cynicism. It is the preservative and constructive yang force to the destructive and entropic yin force. The kindness we desire, given to others, is the balancing entity to Man's Inhumanity to Man. The Sephardi Taoist, February 4, 2013. Joe passed this afternoon at 3:15 p.m. The message arrived 15 minutes after I finished writing.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.